Welcome to your Found Family podcast, where we don't just have a heart-to-heart, we connect soul to soul. I'm your host, Lizzie, a certified coaching practitioner who found family outside of blood family. In our Found Family, you are accepted and assured that you are not alone. Subscribe and tune in for educational and empowering soul chats with women from all over the world, talking about well-being, personal growth and development, and mental and emotional health. Today's note to self was written on January 8th, 2017, which is crazy that I am reading this in 2019. The note says this: limiting belief. I don't have enough information to share with others. I don't have a PhD or a master's or years of experience in this field, holding me back that I don't know how to share or what's the right way to share or if I have enough background to share. Being overwhelmed with step one. What is step zero? Then I get frustrated and overwhelmed to even begin a project that then I procrastinate and run away from and ignore it all. So, similar to last week, snaps for Lizzie. This one is even more of a snaps because I forgot how, I guess, in tune with my higher self I was even 2 years ago. Because the one from last week was written like a few months ago. This one was like a few years ago. So that feeling of not having enough still surfaces, but I didn't realize how badly it affected me 2 years ago. Are you able to identify with this, the feeling of not enough? Not being good enough, not having the enough information to share with people. This is something that I'm definitely working on. I am currently studying to become a licensed life coach, for those of you who may not know this. So I'm definitely like doing shit to get the ball rolling, which is awesome. And I'm feeling more confident in my ability to talk about different things in this space. And when I say in this space, I mean like mental health, personal growth and development, you know, more evolution, transformation talk. So I have been on my personal growth and development journey for several years. And a lot of it has to do with self-awareness. I have done a lot of research. I have read lots of self-help books, some that are more conversational, some that are very educational, some that are, you know, a little bit of like the science backed up behind, you know, why we think the way that we do, how we make decisions, that sort of thing. But because I never went to school for it, and this is definitely, I think, like a universal limiting belief, is that for a lot of people who are, you know, either in a new industry, they're in a new job, or they just started their own company, like maybe you fall in one of those categories right now, you know, I'm sure that this limiting belief pokes its head up, you know, like those meerkats. Like I just see it as like there's like many different holes on the ground, and like every now and then, you know, you think that you filled one of them and then it just keeps popping back up. I'm sure that that happens often. So one thing that, you know, I've recently been telling myself is that life has given me the experience. Like I might not necessarily have the schooling or the degree or the background, professionally speaking, in this area, but I've lived with obsessive compulsive disorder for 28 years. You know, I have lived life, period, for 28 years. And so even if my education doesn't say on a piece of paper, like, you're qualified to talk about these things, I am giving myself the permission to talk about these things, even if they're from my point of view, from my perspective. I'm giving myself the permission to just talk about it. And I'm realizing, and I have to say, Twitter has been an incredible platform for me to just be open and authentic and real and just talk about the things that I'm going through. And I've made connections with people on Twitter that I, you know, would have never obviously met had it not been for Twitter, but people who I've never even met in person are commenting on my tweets and sending me DMs and reaching out to me saying like, wow, what you just shared really resonated with me. Someone recently wrote on a tweet, you know, this is such a, I don't remember the exact, I should go find it, but basically the gist of it was like, I'm going to bring this up in my therapy session. It was something that I talked about, imposter syndrome. And by the time this episode airs, it's going to be like a couple of weeks ahead of time. But the tweet about imposter syndrome was posted like 2 days ago. And someone that I've connected with wrote that she was going to bring this up in her therapy session and that it was like a revelation. So, you know, even though I don't have my life coaching license certification yet, I'm still putting myself out there and sharing stories from a personal perspective. And I really want to encourage you to do this as well. If you're sort of caught in this limiting belief, or if you're finding yourself doing a lot of the negative self-talk about like, well, you know, I don't have the schooling to do this. I don't have the background to do this. I don't have XYZ. You know, at the end of the day, that's always going to be something that's going to block you from doing something else. It could be an excuse, or it could just be something that's going to prolong you from actually going after what it is that you want, because you're going to use it as this, well, I can't do this thing yet because I don't have this thing to propel me or back me up or get me started. And maybe, just maybe, deep down, you're really afraid to get that thing started that you want. And so it's easier to point fingers at your education or your background to say, well, I can't start this thing until I have the degree. And granted, don't get me wrong. Obviously, if you're like looking to become a brain surgeon or like a lawyer or like something very, very niche, very specific, where schooling obviously needs to take place. Like, you can't go and operate on someone's, you know, body or, you know, help defend someone in a court if you don't have like the degree, the certification. You know, obviously you need the practice to do these things and you need the education to make these, you know, to do these things. However, if you're looking to make a difference in the world, if you're looking to help someone go through something, if you have a business idea that's like a service to someone else, you know, of course, having the background is going to make you more credible, more knowledgeable, like in terms of specifics, but you can start with sharing your own experiences. You know, if for example, I was talking about recovering from alcoholism and, you know, my deep desire to help people was there, but I personally don't have the experience of alcoholism. You know, I was not an alcoholic. I don't have an alcohol addiction. That's not something that I personally have overcome. So even though I let's say would have the passion to help those people go through what they're going through, I have no education and I don't have personal experience. So my point is that if you don't have the schooling in something or the degree in something or the professional quote unquote experience doing something, start with what experience you do have, your life experience. Your personal stories will help shape someone's, you know, life in some way. And it starts in baby steps, right? Like at the end of the day, nothing can be solved in one day, one session, whatever. Like it's all going to be a work in progress. So what I can tell you about me personally from my journey is that I've known that I wanted to be a life coach for at least 10 years now. I didn't know in what space exactly, if I wanted to be a career coach, a mindset coach, a relationship coach, you know, like a self-help or like a self-love coach, you know, because I always thought like, well, how do I even teach people these things? But I'm realizing now that there are certainly mindset shifts that can happen. And, you know, there are tangible ways to encourage this kind of transformation. So I might end up, you know, using my personal experience, which has been in the spiritual space and in the business space, and kind of combine that for my practice. But my point is in saying all of this is that for my personal journey, yes, I've known I wanted to be a life coach for the last 10 years, but up until recently, I didn't actually take the step to get the license to practice professionally. But what I did do was start my Twitter. What I did do was start this podcast. What I did do was start my blog. What I have been doing is talking to people about the things that I've been learning about obsessive compulsive disorder. And I have been using my life experience to share things with other people. And so as time is going by, I am doing these little things without the license, without the degree, while I'm studying. So I'm preparing the space for when I ultimately will be a licensed, you know, person who can start her own practice. So, you know, again, just going back to this limiting belief note that I gave to myself is that 2 years ago, I felt stuck. I felt like, well, there's no way that I can even start talking about these things because I'm so far away from my end goal, which is to become a life coach with her own practice. So there's no way that people would want to hear from me. There's no way that people would believe me. There's no way that I would be able to make an impact or influence other people without the schooling and the background. And, you know, I know a couple of people in my life who are very black and white about things, who, you know, very much honor education above all else. And I think that from, you know, just remembering how I was feeling 2 years ago, that was another limiting belief, was that like, okay, well, if there are people around me who really value one thing over the other, and I don't have that one thing, then I'm not going to be seen as smart enough to this person. And that is something that I've also been working on, because it's the lie that just because you don't have the same interest or the same background or the same knowledge as someone else, that it means, well, you're not good enough, or you're going to be seen as stupid to that person. And that is absolutely not true. So like, for example, like one of my former roommates is very much into the news, and she's very, very, very up to date on like current events. She's very into politics. When I met her 3.5 years ago, I was like, you know, I came to New York very sheltered. I grew up in a very religious Catholic household, very conservative. I didn't know anything because I just listened to whatever my mom told me. I didn't question anything that she taught me. I just believed it at face value. And I was like, all right, then that's it. And when I moved to New York, she was really this like incredible force that challenged me in the best way, to kind of dig deeper on why I believed the things that I believed. And like, you know, she kind of got me to see and think for myself instead of just believing and taking things at face value. But I remember that, you know, when we had first met, like, I remember thinking to myself, wow, she's so smart. She's so up to speed on X, Y, and Z. Like, I don't even know, you know, who's running or what's going on in politics. And so I felt like I was not as smart as her in that, you know, like, well, just period. I just felt like I wasn't as smart as her because she was more knowledgeable about those things and I wasn't. Now, I've been in recruiting for 4.5 years, and that's something that I know I'm a specialist at. I know that that's something I'm really good at. And, you know, this particular former roommate, you know, she's a journalist. She, doesn't have the experience in recruiting. And so when it came to her looking for a new job, you know, she came to me and asked me for my help and advice and opinions on how to update her resume, like what kinds of, you know, keywords to use and sort of how to begin her search. And so in that moment, and this happened a few years ago, but I'm just bringing it up as an example because I remember thinking that in that moment, I was like, wow, so I am smart. I just have knowledge in different areas. And just because I'm not as knowledgeable in X field instead of Y field does not mean that I'm not smart. It just means I have a different interest. I have spent my time, you know, learning life skills in a different area. And so this, again, 100% is true even about personal growth and development. Like there are things that I have learned about myself after doing years and like spending hours on self-awareness and, you know, just digging deeper into my obsessive compulsive disorder. And I found out like more about my mom and her narcissistic personality disorder and what the product of a narcissistic parent looks like. And so all of these things, they didn't just come to me. I had to, you know, practice and learn all these things, but you know, someone else who maybe didn't spend as much time in this area obviously wouldn't be able to, you know, refer back to these things, but it doesn't mean that they're not smart. And it definitely does not mean that they don't have the ability to learn these new things. So that's just one extra thing that I want to share is that if, let's say, you are feeling right now like, okay, well, I'm still feeling overwhelmed because, you know, I don't even have the time to look up these things, or I don't even know what step one is to even begin looking for the thing that I'm looking to do. You know, let's say that you're looking to become, I don't know, a business coach, and you've been following people on Instagram, you've been following people on LinkedIn, and you want to start your own practice as a business coach, but you don't have the life experience or you don't have the knowledge, and you're feeling, you know, either scared or helpless or like, I don't even, you know, overwhelmed. I would say that, you know, again, there's literally not one thing on this planet that you couldn't like learn if you didn't put the time in. I think that if, let's say, you wanted to become a lawyer or a doctor or something else, you could become that thing. There's a level of interest and passion behind the driving force. You know, like if you have no interest in becoming a lawyer or becoming a doctor, then you're probably not going to spend your time in that space. But you could learn. The knowledge is available to you to become that person. Like I really think that doctors and nurses are truly angels on this planet. Like one of my former roommates in college is a nurse, and God bless her. She is literally like, I mean, doing things that saving people and doing stuff. And I give her so much credit because I could not ever do what she does, but it's available to you, right? So like, don't be discouraged is what I'm trying to say. Do not be discouraged that if you don't have the life experience or you don't have the background that you can't get there. My point is you have the tools available to you. YouTube is a great free resource. Google is a great free resource. You know, go on Amazon, buy books, like find out as much information as you possibly can about the thing that you're most interested in. Because again, if there's a driving force, if you have motivation, if there's just like something in you that's just like a burning desire to make a change in this world by doing something, whether it's a service that you have in mind or a product that you have in mind, like whatever it is, it's a mental shift. You know, being able to say, okay, I choose not to live in this limiting belief. I accept that I had a limiting belief. It once served me, but it no longer serves me. And with that, I am going to put myself out there. I am going to take the necessary steps to learn as much as I can about this thing, and I'm going to do it. I mean, reach out to people even like on LinkedIn, for example. There are different groups. Join a Facebook group. Like I have a business idea in mind, and right now I'm kind of at this weird crossroad where it's like, you know, again, that limiting belief has still kind of crept its way in. It's less intense now as I've learned how to manage this limiting belief and feed myself truth and empowerment rather than feeding myself lies and discouragement. So one of, you know, that limiting belief of like, well, you don't have, you know, the experience or the you know, like connections right now to start a business? Like, how do you even, how are you going to know how to get this business started? And then I'm like, well, hold on a second. There's entrepreneurial groups literally everywhere. I'm sure Reddit probably has a bunch, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, there's like so many outlets. So my question to you is, how badly do you want it? How badly do you want that new job, that, you know, even that new relationship, that new business endeavor, that new, you know, whatever, like insert your idea here. How badly do you want it? I'm willing to bet that if you put your mind to do the research, you know, like if you put your, if you really, really, really felt in your core this like burning desire to get this thing done, I am confident that you can do it. I know that you can. Now you need to believe that you can. I'm here as a resource. Please feel free to reach out to me. I'm on Twitter, not so much on Instagram because, you know, I don't know if you've heard my why I left Instagram thing. I'm probably going to end up going back on it once I start my practice. But for now, it is doing my mental health so much good by not being on Instagram. I don't really like Facebook all that much in terms of like being on it for personal reasons. I do have a Facebook presence, but I would say Twitter's probably the best way to get a hold of me and my email. So I'll make sure to have that in the description of this podcast episode, but please feel free to use me. I mean, here's the other thing. I have been in the people business for the last 6 to 10 years. I have a ton of connections. You know, I am a recruiter by day right now until I get my practice up and running full time. So if you're looking for a new job, if you're looking to meet new people, like don't be afraid to reach out to me as a resource if that's something that's kind of, you know, more comforting of a thought for you to think. But how badly do you want it? You know, I'm gonna put it out there right now that if you take this episode as a note to yourself and you take it by the reins and you're like, all right, Lizzie, I hear you. I'm going to do something about it. I'm feeling that fire. I'm feeling motivated. I'm going to do something. Then I want you to send me an email, Elizabeth Vibes Consultation. Elizabeth is spelled with an S. And in the title of your email, say, I'm ready. And then write whatever it is, even if you want to just use me as like a, you know, accountability buddy, you know, make it known. Put your intention out into the universe. Declare whatever it is that you want, a book, a podcast, to get a blog started, to, you know, do a business, to get promoted in your job, like whatever it is that you're looking to do. Even if you want to use me as you know, I'm going to read your note and help keep you accountable, I want you to do that. This is your time. Don't keep waiting. The worst thing that you can do is live your life in regret. I can't tell you how many times I've kicked myself for getting off of YouTube. It's been 10 years. I'm back on it now, like, you know, here and there. But like, I really regretted for so many years not sticking with YouTube because I just feel like I could have done so much with it. But the bottom line is this. I'm sick of living in regrets, as I'm sure that you are. I'm tired of it. It has gotten to a point where I'm like so just like so over it that I made a change because I just was getting bored of hearing myself saying like, oh my God, like woe is me. I haven't been on YouTube. I could have been, you know, 1 million subscribers by now. Who knows what I could have done, right? Like that pity party, the playing the world's smallest violin. Like I was fucking sick and tired of telling myself the same thing over and over and over again. I'm like, all right, you know what? Okay, you got off of YouTube. Well, guess what you did do? You got yourself into a full-time job that paid you really well. You met new friends. You ended up getting promoted and then moving to New York because the promotion was in the New York office. So I've gotten experience in other things because of my decision that I made 10 years ago to now be in a space where, okay, well, now I'm in the mental health space. When I was on YouTube 10 years ago, I was doing like fashion and I don't give a shit about that. Like, do I like to look good? Yes. Do I like to dress nicely? Yeah. But like, I could care less about materialistic things. I don't know like designer names and shit. Like, I am so uninterested in like the physical, you know, like just that kind of stuff that like is just more materialistic. Like, some people are really into it. I'm not I'm not by any means like saying that you shouldn't or can't be. It's just not my thing. I just don't care about, you know, fashion stuff. So if I would have stuck with it, I was doing it for fun, honestly, back then. If I would have stuck with it, I would have been in the wrong industry. Now that 10 years have gone by and I've done the personal growth, I've done the personal development, I've learned more about my mental like illness and my, you know, all the things that I went through. I've done the self-awareness homework. You know, I've dug deep into me and figured out, okay, well, this is what my purpose is. This is where my fire is. This is like, you know, if it's like the core of the earth, it's like lava or whatever. It's like the core of me is this fire that's burning to just light other people, you know, like light your fire. I want to be the fire that lights your fire. I want to be the candle, the lit candle that lights your candle. And so I don't live in regrets anymore. I don't, you know, I'm still sad, of course, that like I didn't stick with it, but I look now at it with more understanding and self-confidence because I'm like, all right, you know what? You have literally kicked so much ass since you stopped doing YouTube that now you are on your path. Now you are doing things that matter to you, that matter to your spirit, that matter to your heart. I am doing things that are making me feel a sense of purpose. And that is worth it. That was worth the 10 years of waiting. So now I'm making the decision not to wait any more time, which is why I started the Twitter. I started this podcast. I started my blog. I started my training to become certified as a life coach. I made the conscious decision to start these things because I was sick and tired of living in regrets. So I really cannot emphasize this enough. That I am here as a resource. Feel free to send me an email. I believe in you. You got this. Time, your time is now. Go out there, kick ass, and do amazing things. You are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and tune in next week for a new topic. To help spread the good vibes, please share this episode with friends and family, or if you share on social, be sure to tag me at Coach Lizzie.